The trend towards a four-day work week has been steadily on the rise. Today, more than one in four Australian organisations offer this option of a compressed work week to employees. Although workers and unions favour this in a push for better work-life balance, the actual implications of a four-day work week could present itself with numerous challenges. Cindy Yin asked Professor of Economics at the University of Queensland, John Quiggin, how this idea of a four-day week first emerged.
For most of the 100 years between the middle of the 19th century and late 20th century, working hours were being reduced all the time. So we went from, an 8-hour day with a 6-day week, moved to the weekend around about 1950, and had steady reductions in hours after that. So until about 1980, everybody expected that we'd be coming to a 4-day week sooner or later. But then we had a long period when essentially employers determined working conditions, our unions were weaker and so forth, and we had no more reductions in working hours for a long time. I think the disruption caused by the pandemic and earlier the global financial crisis has led people to think again about ideas like a four-day week.
If this were to be implemented, what could this four-day work week potentially look like?
Well, there's a number of possibilities. The weekend's been a great boon, and so and long weekends are very good. So one possibility would be just to move to a four-day week, 3 days with 3 days off, probably Monday, since we already have a bunch of Mondays off as public holidays, we could fold them in. But an alternative is that all standard workers would work a four-day week, but we maintain the 5-2 break we have now, where most businesses work 5 days a week. Perhaps people would come in 2 or 3 days a week, work at home 2 days a week and have a day off.
How could a four-day work week be implemented into different industries? For example, aged care workers dealing with the challenges of the pandemic would benefit from a four-day work week. However, this could look very different in an industry such as hospitality, where working hours are more irregular. So will there be challenges associated with this?
The evidence seems to be that people with shorter hours are more productive in each hour they work. That's not enough to completely offset a reduction in hours, but we've also, of course, had huge growth in productivity from other reasons since we got the weekend. So output per hour has something like doubled since we got the 2-day weekend. So we just use some of that productivity, give some of that benefit to workers. At the moment, most of it has been flowing to employers.
What would you say are some of the negatives and positives of a 4-day work week?
The positive obviously is more free time and the capacity for people to manage their lives better. One negative people put a lot of weight on is the need to rearrange a bunch of things in the way that we've always done. So we'd need to think about how to reorganise school, for example, whether that would move to a 4-day week. More generally, though, the idea that, well, we've always done things this way was shaken up a lot by the pandemic. We suddenly moved much more to working from home, for example. I think an obvious question is whether people actually want more leisure or whether they prefer to work longer hours and have higher income. I don't think we have much. I think there's a lot of evidence that people would prefer shorter hours. It's really employers who've consistently pushed for longer hours.
There is evidence to show that reducing working hours will impact levels of productivity and output in the workforce. From looking at trials conducted in Iceland, Spain and New Zealand, a plausible guess is that reducing hours by 10% will be associated with a 5% reduction in output. So generally speaking, how will productivity be affected?
Well, of course, some industries, about two-thirds of the workforce work on the 5-day week, 2-day weekend plan, so they will get the 4-day week. Areas like, and core workers in hospitality do that. What we'd see, though, implicitly is an increase in the hourly rate, so that workers who work weekends, for example, in hospitality, would see a higher rate of pay than they previously got. That will be their benefit from the 4-day week.
Professor of Economics at Queensland University, John Quiggin, speaking there with Cindy Yin.